Hello. How you doing?
I am once again sick. I feel like I'm always sick when I try to record. So if I'm like talking in this voice, I'm sorry. I apologize deeply from the bottom of my soul. But I don't know. I feel like it's not Never mind. I asked my roommate if there was any difference in my voice the other day, and she said not really. But then she also said I always kind of sound like I'm sick. And I feel like that's fair. Anyway, I'm here to answer Penny's Valentine questionnaire. So that's what I'm gonna do. Let's go. Valentine's Day, question one. Yes, Valentine's Day, lame commercial holiday, or great excuse to spread love? Explain your answer. Well, having never been in a serious relationship where anything's been expected for Valentine's Day, I never really saw the need for it. Because, of course, like, I'm gonna spread love to my friends and family, like, all the time, 24/7. But I feel like, I don't know. I always feel like I've never really been good at gifts. Like, I feel bad because the only person who I can think of a good gift for is my best friend in this entire world. But anyone else, I'm like, fuck, I don't know what you want. So, like, getting material things for other people is, like, not a thing that I'm good at. I'm good at, like, emotionally being there for people and, like, non-material things. I don't know what I'm saying. Sorry. But a part two to this question, Valentine's Day has always kind of been stressful for me. I won't say any more on the subject because I can't, but, because of something that I'm doing that concerns Valentine's Day, just a little anecdote, I've been really stressed out about, my appearance and my weight and such. Like, I know I'm not fat or anything, but for this thing that I'm doing, I have to, like, look nice. And it's stressing me out because I ate 5 slices of pizza in one go the other day. And your girl's got no self-control. All right, next question. Ever given or received a memorable gift on Valentine's Day? If not, what is a gift you'd love to give or receive? I hope I'm not too close to the mic. Okay. Like I said before, I'm not too keen on gifts. I printed out some of those shitty little Tumblr Valentines and I gave them to people 1 year. That was a fun time. But I guess the best gift that I've received would be when I was a kid, my dad got my brother and I this tent for Valentine's Day. He set it up in the living room and called us down. He was like, look, I got you a tent. I'm like, I'm confused, but okay, thanks. It doesn't have anything to do with Valentine's Day or anything, but, you know, my brother and I used the heck out of that tent. Number 3. Someone tells you can replace Valentine's Day with your own made-up holiday. What do you pick? So, I'm all for the kind of holidays that are just about getting together and, like, celebrating with friends, just eating lots of food, which is why I'm so stressed out about this thing that I have to do. So I would propose, instead of Valentine's Day, sort of Friendsgiving, but like Friendsgiving part two, where it's Thanksgiving, but with your friends, and on Valentine's Day, apparently now. That's not a better in my head, but I don't know. I still stand by it. Number four. You wake up on February 14th as Cupid. You get the chance to shoot your arrow of romance at two unsuspecting GWAers. Who are they, and why did you pick them? And why am I talking this voice now? Here's my thought process. If this connection between two people is gonna happen, then it's gonna happen, and you don't need no Cupid's arrow, bruh. Cause, yeah. That's basically it. Also, I do not know who to pick. Penny, I was gonna say you and melt my happiness, but like, because of that, the collab, the questionnaire thing you did, that was fun to listen to. But like, the chemistry is already there. You don't need me. You don't need Cupid. It's fine. It's fine. Yes. Okay. Where was I? If you could receive a sexy Valentine from anyone in the world, famous or not, who would you choose? Let's see. Who would I choose? Dude. Oh no. Damn, I just thought of someone and I was like, ooh. Fresh wounds. Too soon. Too soon. But, let's see. The first person who popped into my head was Hayley Atwell. So, yes. Hayley Atwell. Please. And thank you. Six. What's your favorite song about love and why? Alright, here we go. So, I was playing with a drawer and I just closed it, that's what that was. But, alright, listen up. So, usually, songs about love don't get me like that, you know what I mean? But, you know that, the lava song from that animated Pixar short? Where there's the two volcanoes, and then they're singing to each other, and oh my god, that made me fucking cry. Tears streaming down my face. Don't understand. Also, it's a really cute song, so I'm gonna go with that. Also, I forget who it's by originally, but the jazz standard Misty is quite a good one. Maybe I'll post it backstage, because I've come up with a nice ukulele arrangement of it, and it's cute. Yeah. It's just fixing my bra strap, it keeps falling down. Number seven. In your head, pick someone from GWA. Got him? Great. Now, record/write them a special Valentine's message. No, you don't have to say who it is if you don't want to. Alright. Here we go. Who am I making this out to? In my head. Alright, I got it. Hey fam. This is how I start my thing. It's gonna be real informal because, like, your girl is not sentimental. Hey fam. How you doing? I hope you have a very happy Valentine's Day. And, don't forget to wash your hands. Because I care about you and I don't want you to get sick. Like I am right now. I don't fucking know. But have a good one, my dude. And I appreciate you, even though we're not close at all. Because even on the internet, I am horrible at making friends. Thank you.
I don't fucking know what that was. But I'm done now. I did it. This is 10 minutes long. And it was only 7 questions. Oops. Yeah. I had a good time. Thanks for those questions, Penny. Appreciate them. Now I'm gonna go get some tea. And stop talking. Because this is not good for my cold. Yeah, boy. Catch you later.